Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and do today's program with a heavy heart. A friend of mine, Jim Howard, unexpectedly ended his own life by suicide back about 10 days ago. And just he was a pastor at Real Life Church in Valencia, California. He was the campus pastor there, and Jim just had a big personality. He loved God. He loved others. I knew him at Southland Christian Church where he grew up, and I believe he went to Cincinnati Christian University, if I'm not mistaken. But Jim's been in full-time ministry for many years, but unfortunately just lost hope and ended his life, and just been gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching for so many of us over the past 10 days. And yet I want to dedicate today's program to him. And, you know, I really believe that God never wastes a hurt, even though he never obviously wanted that to happen in Jim's life. And I want to dedicate this to Jim because I hope maybe it'll save somebody's life, and maybe somebody that doesn't know Jesus or somebody that needs to rededicate their life, wherever you may be in your spiritual journey. Just want to dedicate today's program to Jim, that we could bring hope to somebody's life. And I want to share some thoughts from Mike Bro. He did a message back. It's amazing. It's been almost a little over 10 years ago. It was back in January 11th in 1998, called Through the Eyes of the Storm, When Trying to Make Sense of a Suicide. And, you know, when I heard that Jim had taken his life and he was no longer with us here on this earth, I mean, literally, I was nauseous. I felt like I'd been punched in the stomach and just had to literally take a time out, as the saying goes, for about 15 minutes and get my thoughts together, and cried and just, why, God, why? But the fact of the matter is that suicide just doesn't happen to the down and out, people that are poor, but also to the, quote, up and out. And just doesn't happen to people on the street, but it occurs in the finest homes and the biggest subdivisions. And even people who sit in church week after week, even pastors, take their lives sometimes. And, you know, it's all around us, but yet we seldom talk about the issue. And today I do. I just want to kind of deal with it head on, some of the most confusing questions that we have, suicide. And I'm basing off a talk that Mike Bro did at Southland Christian Church back, it's been 10 years ago, yet here it is. It's still relevant as much now, or even more now, because, in fact, in the state of Kentucky, we are the 16th highest rated state for suicides. Last year we had almost 800 people that committed, that had their life ended, you know, they died, but it happened because of suicide. And so I just think we got to talk about this and let people know when we're hurting. I really, really want this to stop. And you know, Mike Bro addressed several topics, but the first person, first reason he gave, he said, you know, why do people do it? Why do people commit suicide? And he shared Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, is hope deferred makes the heart sick, which makes our mind sick. And, you know, Jim had had some challenges and was getting some counseling, some help, and yet just became overwhelmed, even though he was a pastor. And I know many people that are followers of Jesus. I've been there, as I've shared with you before, when I lost my business, my home, and my marriage because of a flood back in 2001. And when I lost those big three in about a 24-hour period because of a flood, I became hopeless for a season, and yet my faith and friends and family and some great Christian counseling and even some medication for a while helped get me through. And yet the enemy loves to come to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus warned us about that in John 10:10. And I think I heard Wayne Smith, my hero, the founding pastor of Southland Christian, say one time that one of the enemy, Satan's greatest tools, is discouragement. And when we feel like hope is deferred, that, you know, we just don't see any way out and things will never get better, it makes our heart sick, which makes our mind sick and causes to just some unwise decisions. And as Roy Stewart shared previously a week ago on Hope Is Here, that we do a situation, we make a temporary decision that makes a permanent reaction, you know, and so many loved ones miss those people. And so, you know, people do it because hope the verb makes your heart and mind sick. Yet I want to remind you that Psalm 46 verse 1 says that God is our refuge and strength, and it's a ever-present help in trouble. And 95% of people that in their lives, they do it because they're depressed. And I heard a definition of depression one time when I was going through some Christian counseling back in my season back in 2001. And, depression a lot of times is repressed anger. Sometimes it's a chemical imbalance and you need medication, but it's a repressed anger. You just get down because maybe some unfair things have happened in your life. Some of them may be by decisions you made, but often by decisions other people have made. And yet, I just want to challenge you, encourage you to reach out to somebody. Let them know, I'm hurting. Please, please, please do that. Open up to somebody. Another thing that Mike Breaux addressed in this sermon back in January 11th of 1998, but still applicable today, is suicide the unpardonable sin? You know, we don't like to talk about that in the church, but, it is. It is pardonable. It doesn't excuse it, and there's no reason to justify to do it. Please, please don't misunderstand me. But some people think it's an unpardonable sin, and that's not true. Titus chapter 3 verses 4 and 5 says, "But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy." Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." And I've shared this many times on Hope Is Here over the past year, but one of the things that just grieves me so much as a person that became ordained into ministry back in 2003. And the thing I've seen the most over the past 15 plus years of doing ministry, both full-time and bivocationally, is that people are harder on themselves than God would be. They really are. The Bible says we ask God for forgiveness as far as the east is to the west. God never, he doesn't remember it anymore. And the fact of the matter, suicide, like all sin, it just breaks God's heart. It really, really does. And yet, I love a quote that I saw recently. Mike Breaux spoke at a church, a Willow Creek Community Church, one of the largest countries in the world, over 20,000 members. And he spoke at their main campus up in South Barrington, Illinois, which is just right outside of Chicago. And he had a great quote in his message that I listened to from that Sunday. Mike said, no matter what you've done or how far you've run, there is forgiveness in Jesus, and there's hope for everyone. We'll say that again. Mike Breaux said this recently. Pastor said, no matter what you've done or how far you've run, there is forgiveness in Jesus, and there's hope for everyone. And I know that's a message for somebody right now. They needed to hear that no matter how far they've run from God, that there's forgiveness in Jesus, and there's hope for everyone. Well, you say, how can we survive such a loss? What happens when we lose somebody we love? Well, I'm so thankful for Psalm 34:18. It's a verse that's got me through a lot of painful, dark seasons in my life. And it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit." And there's five things that Mike Breaux suggested that maybe will help you if you were going through what I had too 10 days ago when I got the news about my friend Jim. One is you just got to feel the feelings. Secondly, you got to stay connected. You got to talk with God daily. You got to talk with friends daily. Also, get some counseling. Good Christian counseling is available. It's some of the best money I've ever spent. So many of the things I share with you on Hope Is Here is found through things I've learned through Christian counseling. If you need help finding a Christian counselor, email me at greg@hopeishere.today. My email is greg@hopeishere.today. Go to our Facebook page, Hope Is Here. Send me a message. I will refer you. I know both male and female Christian counselors that could help you. Another way, how do you survive the loss of a suicide? It's a good reminder for all of us. We need to practice acceptance and forgiveness. Practice acceptance and forgiveness. And then the other thing is when we survive such a painful loss is, just give yourself time to grieve. Give yourself time to grieve. slowly get back in the game of life. Don't try to go running gangbusters and just say, I'm going to ignore this pain, because it's going to come to the surface at some point. And last but not least, and this is why we do Hope Is Here, and I'm going to have more people talking about suicide and mental illness this year, because it's why God had me start this program back in 2017, in December of 2017. And I'm going to talk about it, maybe not monthly, but close to that, because I want us to be able to know that there are safe places to talk when we're hurting. So share your experience. Please let people know you're hurting. People say, well, what can the church do? Well, we need to provide an open, safe, and atmosphere for healing. Romans chapter 12, verses 10 and 15 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Friends, life is just a series of mountaintop experiences where things are great, life is good, marriages, getting married, having a family, the birth of a child, job promotion, college graduations. I mean, the list goes on and on of lots of mountaintop experience, great vacations. I mean, a lot of mountaintop experience, but unfortunately, I found that a lot of times our life is unfortunately spent a lot in the valley. But I want to remind you and encourage you today that the same God of the mountaintop, on the mountaintop with you, who rejoices with you and gave you that blessing, is also the God that walks with you in the valley. And I think about that famous poem, Footprints in the Sand, where it talks about, God, where were you? You know, there was two sets of footprints, and you were walking with me through life. And then when I got in the darkest and most painful times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. Where were you? And I love that it says that, you know what? That one set of footprints was my footprints, God said. It was me that was carrying you during this dark and painful season of life. It was my set of footprints. And friends, there's no safer place to run into the arms of Jesus. And as a man, you know, and as men, we don't like to admit that. But friends, sometimes life gets so hard. We do. We just need to run to Jesus and say, I need a hug, Father. Man, I'm hurting and crying. And I've done that numerous times in my life. And you know what? I'm not ashamed to admit that, because life is hard and we need help. And that's why God sent his one and only son, Jesus. Next thing I just want to say in closing and is that, you know, we need to be alert. We need to do what Galatians chapter 6:2 and the Message says, stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed, share their burdens, and so complete Christ's law. Psalm chapter 40 verses 1-3 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock, and he gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth and a hymn of praise to our God. I've been glad to share about When You Try to Make Sense of Suicide by Mike Brough from January 11th of 1998 in a sermon he gave at Southland Christian Church. And I dedicate today's program to my friend Jim Howard, who's now in heaven, but his life ended way, way too maturely. Please, if you need help today, reach out to Hope Is Here. I'm Greg at Hope Is Here. Or also, there is a hotline that you can call anytime, 24 hours a day. If you are struggling, you've lost hope, and you need to talk to somebody, it's 1-800-273-TALK. It's 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. This is Greg Horn, and Hope Is Here.
The signs of an aging parent can be overwhelming, but at Home Instead Senior Care, we understand the struggle of caring for an aging loved one. What was once simple, like making a cup of hot tea or getting the mail, isn't so simple for them anymore. It's why we offer everything from individualized help around the house to advanced Alzheimer's care to keep them safe and sound at home instead of anywhere else. Take the first step and call us anytime at 859-273-0085 or visit us at homeinstead.com/312. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.